morning, it's Ness Andrews and it's Friday morning. I wanted to share with you Psalm 62 from the Passion Translation this morning. It's a psalm that I have been dependent on quite a few times this year in one way or another, and it's headed Unshakable Faith. And it's a psalm that David wrote, and it reads, "I stand silently to listen for the one I love, waiting as long as it takes for the Lord to rescue me. For God alone has become my saviour. He alone is my safe place. His wraparound presence always protects me, for he is my champion defender. There is no risk of failure with God. So why would I let worry paralyse me, even when troubles multiply around me? But look at these who want me dead, shouting their vicious threats at me, that the moment they discover my weaknesses, they all begin to plot to take me down. They're liars, hypocrites with nothing good to say. All of their energies are spent on moving me from this exalted place. I am standing in absolute stillness, silent before the one I love, waiting as long as it takes for him to rescue me. Only God is my saviour, and he will not fail me, for he alone is my safe place. His wraparound presence always protects me as my champion defender, and there's no risk of failure with God. So why would I let worry paralyse me, even when troubles multiply around me? God's glory is all around me. His wraparound presence is all I need. For the Lord is my saviour, my hero, and my life-giving strength. Join me, everyone. Trust only in God every moment. Tell him all your troubles and pour out your heart longings to him. Believe me when I tell you, he will help you." There is another verse to finish, but I'll end there for this morning. And what struck me about this psalm and is just the promises within it. When we're in a difficult place or we're struggling, whether that's in our workplaces, whether we've been through COVID and we're running businesses and, you know, we've been carrying the responsibility of survival because of the employees that we want to keep them in jobs, or whether it's a health battle that we're up against, or something else where a relationship is broken down and we're just struggling, or we have been. And we all know that when struggles set in to challenge us, that then so does worry. It's inevitable as human beings, really, to allow things to trouble us and to multiply around us, as this psalm says. And I guess David knew exactly what that was like. He was always in a battle one way or another. And what I love about this is in the second verse that I read, it says that God says he will rescue us and he will not fail me. And he is my safe place and that he is my champion defender. And there is no risk of failure with God. And I just find that these words have been so comforting this year, that despite where we're at and the difficulties that we're struggling with, that his promise is to protect us and to help us and not to allow failure. And so I don't know what your year's been like. I don't know what your week has been like, or even your day ahead will be. But if you come across any challenges or any struggles, emotional or physical, internal battles, because of circumstances around you, just be reminded of these words. Just be reminded that God has got you, that his wraparound presence will always protect you and he is going to help you. And not only that, did you notice in the fourth line from the end of the second verse, it says, "And he is my hero and my life-giving strength." So not only does he walk with us and protect us, but he gives us the strength as we soldier on and march through to proclaim victory and come out the other side. Let us pray. Father, we just thank you for your words, Lord. We thank you how you spoke to David those many years ago. And we thank you how you continue to speak to each and every one of us today. Father, we declare your words. We speak out your words over our circumstances. And we proclaim that you, Lord, are our rescuer. You are our champion defender, Lord. And you will help us. And we thank you for your promises, Lord. And we ask this in your blessed name. Amen. Well, I hope you have a fab weekend. I hope it's light. I hope it's cheery. And I hope you get to spend a little bit of time with our Heavenly Father. Bye.